Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too, marciliains@gmail.com. That's marciliains@gmail.com. Now, this week, I don't know about where you live, but where I live, it's prom season. Local high school here had their prom last Saturday. Much the uproar of the community, seeing as how it's a holy weekend with Easter and Good Friday and whatnot. Local people here in the community were concerned that being a holy weekend that they shouldn't have kids debauching themselves at prom. Kids are going to be kids. The school system had things set up way in advance, I would imagine. So if it just happened to fall on an Easter weekend, so be it, I suppose. This upcoming weekend, there are places in Grand Rapids and I believe Holland and other school districts in the area are having their proms as well. So I thought I would share some tips that I found from an article, interestingly enough, from a limousine vendor, or limousine rental company. Several tips on making your teen's prom night special. So I'm just going to go ahead and share just a few of the tips. I highly recommend you go to mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side, just click on the landing area for Let's Talk Insurance, and it will bring you to the podcast page for today where you can read the tips that I'm going to discuss and also click through to the full article from Five Star Limousine, who wrote this article, Top 7 Prom Night Tips. So it's very interesting. These tips are way different than the tips I probably would have had for my prom. And the first one will tell you straight up, buy a portable charger. The worst thing to happen on that special night is a phone dying. You can usually get a small charger for as little as $5 that will recharge your phone or your date's phone. Of course, you want to make sure that you charge up the charger before you leave. As little as $5, if you've got a Five Below in the area, in your area, you can certainly go there. They've got ones that are really thin that could slip easily into a small clutch, small purse, or back pocket, or jacket pocket, for that matter. So highly recommend getting one of those. I like the credit card size or the wallet size ones because they're very thin and, like I said, really easy to conceal and doesn't really weigh anything, so you don't have to worry about your pants or your jacket being weighed down. But, you know, back in the day, we didn't need battery phone chargers because we didn't bring phones to prom. We usually had, you know, like little disposable cameras. If those of you out there remember the disposable cameras, get one of those for, I think it was like $10, $8, something like that. Or, you know, we would bring a cheapo camera with us from home to take pictures. But buying a portable charger, that's a pretty big deal nowadays. I'm of the camp that if my phone gets to 50%, I really get concerned. Same way with my gas tank. If my gas tank is at, you know, half, I think that I need to go fill it up. Where there's other people out there that can go until the, you know, needle is on E, or that can handle their phones going to 10% and just travel right along as if nothing has happened. That's not for me. So definitely buy a portable charger. And then the key thing is make sure that that phone charger is charged. It's not going to do you any good if there's no charge within the charger to charge your phone. So make sure you take care of that before you leave. Second tip they have here is bring some gum or mints. The next worst thing would be subjecting your date and others to your dragon breath. So grab yourself a pack of gum or a pocket full of mints to make sure that your breath is kissably fresh. Yeah, really easy. I mean, you can go to the convenience store, pick up a, you know, 50-cent pack of gum, or, you know, spend a buck and get a tin of Altoids just to keep in your pocket. Really important, because, you know, a lot of times the prom is the scene of a first kiss. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure that your breath is kissably fresh. All right. Now, the next tip they have listed here is keep some cash handy. You know, of course, you're going to need some cash on you, or a credit or debit card. If you allow your teen to have a credit or debit card, make sure that they have some cash for any unforeseen expenses, either before prom or after prom. You know, sometimes a mishap may happen where they have to quick stop somewhere and pick something up to repair their prom dress, or you know, fix something afterwards before going to the after party. That they may be going to might be a time for a run to Burger King to pick something up, because dinner was one of those fancy dinners with just like you know, a tablespoon of rice and you know, a drizzle of honey or whatever, you know. So make sure that your kid does have some cash and a credit or debit card, especially if they're driving your vehicle. If they're driving your vehicle, make sure that you have updated information as far as your proof of insurance in your vehicle. And also, if you do have towing as a part of your insurance package, make sure that that towing phone number is available as well, because you don't want your son or daughter being pulled over and in your vehicle and not having the proper documentation, or getting stranded somewhere and needing to call a tow truck to come out and get them. On top of making sure that your teen has enough cash or has a credit or debit card in their wallet or purse for any unforeseen expenses, I just want to add to that that if your child is driving one of your vehicles, make sure that your proof of insurance is up to date. And again, if you do have road service, have the road service number there with the proof of insurance, so that in case your teen does need to call, they can just go right to the glove box, pull that out, and call in for a tow truck. Last tip I want to share with you is be prepared to smell good. A group of frenzied dancing teens can raise temperatures quite a bit. The recommendation is to keep a small deodorant stick or some perfume or cologne handy to, quote-unquote, freshen up. You know, you can get those little travel deodorant sticks at the dollar store, or Target has a travel size section. Walmart, I believe, has a travel size section. Pretty much any supermarket should have available, you know, miniature versions of perfume, cologne, deodorant, something small that you could keep in a clutch or in a pocket, just to make sure that you smell good. It's a magical night. Prom night is a magical night, so you want to make sure that you look good, you smell good, your breath's fresh, and, you know, ready to make those memories. So, again, I want to reiterate, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side is the area to click on for Let's Talk Insurance, the blog post for today. So I want you to go there, not only reiterate all of the tips that I shared now, but also I want you to click through to the article from Five Star Limousine on top seven prom night tips. So again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. And I hope your teen, if your teen does have prom this weekend, I hope they have a very safe, happy, and memorable prom. Take care.